Pets 93.5 Red FM.
Super Hits 93.5 Red FM पर I'm Disha Oberoi. This show is called Morning Number 1. I'm going to be introducing you to a very interesting personality who's doing some really interesting work. See, we've been asked to stay in a bubble at home during this pandemic. But what's also happening is that we're getting into a bit of a mental bubble, and he's going to pull us out of that mental bubble, give us a perspective of what's happening outside of our houses and our gully and our city and our town and further in. Let's say hello to Madan Padaki.
Good morning, Disha.
Madan, tell us in a nutshell, you're doing something very interesting for rural India while sitting here in the cities. In a brief few lines, tell us.
Imagine if you are a person living in a village, you would end up traveling about 5 to 10 kilometers to withdraw money because there are no ATMs around in your village. You would end up traveling and spending a couple of hours to pay your electricity bill because you got to travel to the nearest town to pay the bill physically, and you would have no access to online shopping at all. We believe that there are massive access, choice and convenience gaps that our rural consumers face. And on the other hand, there's a lot of demand by corporates to reach these neglected markets. And OneBridge is a bridge that is connecting these two, supply and demand, and provides access, choice and convenience to consumers in these villages while providing a shared sales, financing and delivery network for our corporate customers.
It's a very interesting point you make. You know, the role of technology, we all know, is critical for where we are as the planet, and we're the tech capital of the city. Fusing both those interests, we'd like to know how technology is getting you to execute this idea. Stay tuned. It's coming up on the other side. I'm Disha Oberoi. Bajate Raho. Still in conversation with Madan Padaki from OneBridge Entire Bangalore. Some very interesting work that him and his team are doing for rural India while sitting in urban India. You know, there's been a lot of migration back home, and they have a very interesting aim for rural India, given that unemployment is another big question that everybody's been discussing. Good morning, I'm Disha Oberoi, 93.5 Red FM per show, Kana Morning Number 1. Let's hear it from Madan himself. Madan, I was just mentioning technology. I'm so glad you say it. We are the tech capital of the country, and you know, technology is bursting in our face sporadically every now and then. Tell us how you're using technology to get this idea of, you know, rural entrepreneurs, 100,000 of them in the next 3 years.
I believe one of the largest challenges that the country faces is employment of our youth in the most productive way. And this cannot just happen by jobs. So OneBridge mission is to create a lot of rural entrepreneurs. We intend to create 100,000 entrepreneurs in the next 3 years. We already have about 7,000 of them in the villages of southern India. And by empowering these entrepreneurs to use technology in a way that they can service their village consumers, we believe that they can start earning upwards of 10,000 to 15,000 rupees a month by just doing this. So our solution is to empower these local entrepreneurs to deliver better services to the villages through a technology platform that we built. And in this process, generate employment, generate incomes for these entrepreneurs, and bring access, choice and convenience to these consumers in the villages.
The last bit of my conversation, Madan, hold on. We'll continue that on the other side. This is Red FM. Just a reminder that during this pandemic, giving us a macro view of what's happening, not just in our city, but beyond. Bajate Raho. My last bit of this conversation with Madan Padaki, who's doing some very interesting work for rural India. Let me remind you, 70% of India is rural India, and we end up thinking our little bubble in the big cities, not even tier 2, tier 3 cities, make up the country's collective consciousness. No, that's not true. Good morning, I'm Disha Oberoi, 93.5 Red FM per show, Kana Morning Number 1. We were talking about technology being such a central part of any development that man can imagine today. Madan, over to you.
Technology will continue to infuse itself into every aspect of our lives, and it is no different in the villages. However, because of the trust issues and the digital literacy divide, there will always be a need for an assisted technology model to operate in the villages, and we have to reimagine how technology can play its role in this assisted world. And our entire model is built on using these entrepreneurs as assisted technology providers who can then enable the villages with technology. We are also imagining different ways in which we can use the technology to build a better consumer experience. For example, we had launched India's first virtual reality mall a couple of years ago using VR. And the experiences of the consumers to touch and feel various products in this virtual world was mind-blowing. The consumers just loved it. So I think there's new innovative ways in which we can reimagine technologies to work in the rural setting.
Before I let you go, Madan, just food for thought for all of us sitting here in Bangalore, listening from our homes, in our vehicles, from our devices. What would you like to say before I let you go?
My message to the urban population of Bangalore is think Rubenomics, a socioeconomic model of development that looks at the rural-urban as a continuum.
Rural India, 70%, like I said, of India is rural, and they're working in tandem to get these guys up to speed and, you know, sort of personalize it for their need and their requirement. This is also the entrepreneurship capital of the country. So, hey, Madan, I hope a lot of people are listening, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me on this show. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.